This is GQDN for Wednesday, July 15th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest after you go get Quest Worthy. You get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of stuff up there. Yes, there is. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a game announcement. Oh, yes, we do. GTA 6 might not be on PC at launch. And Power World got millions of people. But at first, we go to GamesRadar.com. And I said at first, yes, I did. Because just after 4 years, Valve is discontinuing the Steam Deck LCD parts. And the Valve's Steam Deck LCD partnership with Hi-Fixit was a big thing. But now that may be being discontinued. Now it's unknown while every component will become unavailable. The repair site says it's looking less likely that it will continue to stock the OEM batteries. The Steam Deck LCD part revelation was originally unearthed by Zach Felswin on Reddit. The post revealing that correspondence from Hi-Fixit, according to the email inquiry just regarding game handheld batteries. The stockist did say, quote, "We do not have immediate plans to stock this product," end quote. But it was unclear from the reply why Hi-Fixit was no longer stocking the batteries. But the member of the team did clarify the statement, quote, "It's not that we're choosing not to stock these anymore. Unfortunately, Valve is just starting to sunset these parts. We're looking at alternatives," end quote. So for those that are looking to repair their own Steam Deck, good luck. We'll see what happens with that. Now, there's some other news going on, especially with Bungie. Okay, we're not going to be talking about people in this one. We're going to be talking about the unfinished Marathon gun skins, because they've been pulled. So if you do play Marathon, just know that Bungie did announce that they're pulling the weapon skins from actions until next week because of some unfinished arts. Because the arts could make them invisible. So the effective bundle in the Arcana Crusade pack, which does boast some rather, what they're calling some gorgeous black and white themed designs. I don't play the game, so I don't know. But the designs, according to PC Games N, was not displaying correctly. And the most notable example could be found on the Bully SMG. So people that play Marathon got to the Reddit page and they were asking whether Bungie can make the glitch available as a separate novelty skin. So Bungie did admit that the skin was unavailable until the fix does arrive. And this is what expected to happen as parts of next week's mid-season update. But it reassured everybody who bought that with the ownership preserved. And you'll be able to equip them again once the patch rolls out. They even joked that the RGB bully will always remember the time with you fondly. So here's what they put up on their own Reddit page. Quote, "We've temporarily disabled 4 affected weapon skins from this week's bundle while we work on a fix. These cosmetics shipped with unfinished art and some could cause weapons to appear mostly invisible in-game. If you own them already, they'll be unavailable to equip for now. But ownership is preserved. A fix for this will arrive next week with their mid-season 2 update 1.1.5. The RBG Bully will always remember this time with you fondly." So what will happen now? They'll fix it. You'll see. But do you feel safe about that? Eurogamer.net did say that people at the Xbox Studios may not feel safe. And that's mainly because there are still 1,600 people that could still be laid off. Round 1 is already done. Round 2 can happen soon. So here's what one of the developers did say. Quote, "I don't know how anyone remaining at Xbox Studios can feel safe knowing another 1,600 cuts are coming. And even then, what happens after June 2027? We'll get layoffs in July for the 3rd year in a row," end quote. So games developer did report that the staff was kept in the dark about the restructuring for weeks, and Bloomberg's initial report said that layoffs were on their way. Here's what another person did say. Quote, higher-ups didn't know or did not say. It was left to all of us to speculate and spiral and worry, end quote. When the announcement did come, the staff was gathered for a brief wave of video calls and were unable to ask questions in response, which is not uncommon when addressing the large teams about serious issues like this. The staff at ID Software was affected by layoffs and were only told that 10 minutes before the meeting was called to announce them, meaning some people didn't make it, and their Slack and email access were immediately revoked, leaving them unavailable to be contacted. Now, ID did insist that the crew will need to build the games and the tech, but a source in the report did say, quote, they've gotten rid of all the people who could ever fix, maintain, or change ID tech, so it's most likely going to end up in the trash can, end quote. Now, ID Software could have been celebrating Doom the Dark Ages, the expansion revelation, but the cuts did prevent that. And Bethesda and ZeniMax Media, and even Bethesda Game Studios, were all affected by the layoffs as well. Here's what another person said, quote, Bethesda Game Studio lost a lot of talent this week, end quote. But another source also said, quote, Xbox says they want to focus on the core franchises like Fallout and Elder Scrolls, but that's going to be harder than ever now, end quote. And they're also not working on GTA 6. According to PCGamer.com, yeah, I'm a little bit corny sometimes. GTA 6 will not be on PC at launch, but it may be on there at a later date, because Rockstar is prioritizing the console over PC, because they have a marketing deal with Sony with the new game, or the new game launches, which the game will launch on November 19th. So why is GTA 6 not going to be on PC at launch? Well, the former Rockstar producer, John Riccio, had an interview with Reese Kiwi Talks Riley on YouTube, and he said it's not because the studio does not care about the PC at all. They do care about the PC. Riccio did describe a time where games were typically made for PC first, focusing on the strongest hardware, and then downsized for consoles before launch, and that naturally led to some shoddy console ports, cramming optimism for weaker hardware at the last minute. Here's what he said. Quote, so you're much better off starting with the constraints. Shrinking is a lot harder than extending more powerful hardware. Oh, we've got extra room. Cool. We can de-optimize some things or make them more shiny, end quote. So according to Riccio, PC versions would be ready about more development priorities. Quote, it's not that we don't care about PC. It's worth spending time to get a PC port versus working on GTA 5. It's never any specific anti any platform. If you're working on that, you're not working on something else usually. There has to be enough business reason to do some of those ports, or the lift has to be so light that it'll be super easy to do, and it's rarely super light, end quote. It'll come to PC. Maybe you could use this for your phone. TheVerge.com to say that 8-bit dudes back at it again, because the flip pad could actually turn your phone into a Game Boy. It's $30, and that's what it's going to be. Looks pretty cool. But if you don't want that, maybe you want to improve your PC a bit. PC Gamer did say that the HWM monitor now shows you the thermal hotspot data for the RTX 50 series graphic cards. So once again, we're going back to the repair shops, because they just gained access to the internal NVIDIA tools to gather the RTX 50 series hotspot data. Cupid's HW monitor did add its own hotspots thermal tracking in the latest update. That's version 1.65. And they added two hotspot sensor data rows with the graphics card column for the RTX 50 series. So would you use that to help your RTX 50 series? And now we get to some very interesting stuff Gamatsu.com did say that Tides of Annihilation is playable at Gamescom, and there could be a new trailer at Gamescom 2026 opening night live. That will be August 26th to the 30th in Köln, Messe in Cologne, Germany. So opening night live will be on August 25th. We'll see what happens there. Oh, if you like Far Cry, the Far Cry TV show has added Steve Buscemi to the cast. What will he play? Via GamesRadar.com. Well, they think that he might be the villain. So the official Far Cry account did share that Steve Buscemi will join the cast as the upcoming game adaptation. The show's gonna be on FX. Yeah, you might want to check that out. But if you want a game, according to Gamatsu, Machine Party launches July 30th. It'll be up on PC via Steam. You'll be scared. You will. Power World, to end the show, 1.0 is now live, and they hit millions of people. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Via GamingBolt.com. A lot of people are addicted to it. Maybe you are too. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.